Rob was standing in the stern near Captain Jim, who held the rudder. Quickly, he saw that the escaping blackfish would pass close to the stern of the boat, and that the boat could not be stopped in time to head them off. In a flash, it all happened. Rob leaped out almost in front of the fish. He sank out of sight, but came up at once. Keeping himself afloat with one hand, he splashed the water with the other. The great blackfish, frightened by the noise, turned again toward the shore, and the gap between the two boats was quickly closed. Captain Jim stopped to pick up Rob and hauled him into the boat. He was not in the least hurt. Weddings did not count at such times. It was midsummer, and there was yet plenty of work ahead that would dry him off. Captain Jim looked at the boy for a moment, but all he said was, "Remember, son, that you haven't any father, and that your mother has only one boy." Not another word did he say. The other boats had been slowly closing in on the blackfish, which were now swimming about in the shallow water near the shore. "Start the work," someone cried, and the killing of the fish began. Round and round went the frightened blackfish, as their tails lashed the water into foam. Some of the smaller boats were nearly upset. At last all the blackfish lay motionless. The men and the boys tied ropes to them and pulled the fish out of the water to the beach. Hundreds of the small whales now lay upon the sand. The blackfish drive was over.